Richard Mapachuk and the Cougars player of the game, Jared Bethune, with us. First, we'll talk with Richard, and as you guys were wrapping things up downstairs, we're talking about, you know, a scrappy effort by your group tonight, you know, bearing down, and, you know, it's not a Picasso, but the young guys, I thought, took a step in the right direction, a real collective effort, and you have to be pleased how this team kind of rallied around each other tonight and beat a very good Tri-City team.
Absolutely. That's a very skilled hockey team out there. You can see why the record is where they're at. But I thought our guys handled it really well. We clogged up the neutral zone very well. And, you know, in our defensive structure, except for the first goal against, I thought we were all in good spots. And then, you know, the fella to my right, he had an unbelievable game by just shooting the puck when he was supposed to. And you said it, by his penalty kill and blocking shots, that as a 20-year-old on this team, you know, we got some young forwards out there. And the way he can lead and the way he leads tonight is to our advantage.
This has to be a big confidence boost for a team where you did get outshot. Maybe territorially the Americans had the advantage, but this was an opportunistic team, a very gutsy team, a team that was, you know, not going to let it get, you know, away from them. And that's how you live and learn with the young guys, right?
Well, they transitioned the puck really well, probably one of the best we've seen. So, you know, give our guys credit, our neutral zone. I thought we did a really good job. When we had to put pressure, we put pressure. And then, you know, when you can make a team like that dump the puck where our defensemen can get it and break out the other way, it works really well. But, you know, it was a gutsy performance. You know, Mazur finishing checks, Leppard getting in a fight, Bethune scoring three goals, and a lot of the guys just doing the right things, and that's why we got 2 points.
Before we get to Bethune, Richard, something that coaches probably like to highlight in video, yeah, the goals are nice, but maybe in the second period you see Bethune race all the way back in front of his net to break up a backdoor pass on the blocker side that could have maybe been a tap-in. Is it moments like that where you know this team's buying in, and you see that, you got to be happy, because that's been the message, and when you get a guy who's one of the top scorers, get on his horse and get all the way back to break up a play, that's got to be absolute buy-in.
Well, it's the old scenario. You can still teach an old dog new tricks, right? So give him credit. He worked his butt off tonight, offensively and defensively. He was that's where he is with this team. He has to be a leader, and, you know, himself and Brogan and Boyder and Holo, those are the guys that got to take charge, and, you know, he did tonight.
All right, well, let's talk to Jared Bethune. And, you know, Jared, we were mentioning on the broadcast, all three goals came from that same spot, right? You've sort of found your sweet spot there, that right face-off circle. Was there a comfort zone there? I know you'd gone a long time without scoring, and all of a sudden it happens, but you just found that spot in that right circle, and everything just sort of clicked. Tell us about the hat trick.
Yeah, for me, I knew with McDonald not being out there on the power play with us there, just watching him over the year, where he's been shooting from, and for me, like, I knew I had to step up and shoot the puck more, so... The first one, the kind of lucky one, got tipped in. I think from there my confidence just kind of boosted from there.
Jared, a hat trick tonight. In my notes, hadn't scored since early December. Obviously been a playmaker this year as well. You look at your assist totals, but I know your guy still wants to contribute any way he can. Was there something different pregame, different meal, different mindset for you coming into the rink? You never know when you have a night like this, but did you feel maybe a little different ahead of puck drop tonight?
Yeah, for me, I know I was talking with Mazur before the game, just saying I haven't scored in forever, and then luckily I got some bounces tonight. But yeah, for me, I just knew I had to shoot the puck more, and I've been trying to work on it with the coaches and stuff after practice, so just got the bounces the right way and worked out.
All right, Fraser and I are still trying to figure this out, so we're happy we're able to ask you, because Holoko had the breakaway, and then you had the chance for the fourth goal. How did that, did he make a save? We're trying to figure out how that didn't go in.
Yeah, you got a piece of it. I'm going to have nightmares about that, yeah.
I'll probably be the Jane Saves of the Week on the WHL website. But your goals might be on the Plays of the Week as well. You talk about shooting, and boy, I think the fans want you to shoot a lot more after seeing that exhibition tonight. A couple of ones picking the corner. What is the process, the thought process, when you're trying to find a spot? Is it maybe not trying to be too cute tonight and just let it go and see what happens?
Yeah, for me, you know, good puck movement on the power play by Cholo and Lacusta and the guys working hard down low, and then just kind of having poise there on the side there and just finding a lane. And, you know, they've been clogging the back door, so it kind of opened up the top shelf there.
This has always been a young team, but we're seeing it get younger and younger. So as you see the roster change, and everybody wondering what's going to happen before now and Wednesday, how do you look at your role any differently than before, or do you just try and block everything out and just play your game and not worry about anything else?
Yeah, for me, I just got to just focus on myself and, you know, try to lead the right way on the ice. And I don't got to say too much. Just lead with my play and then let the rest follow. And we have our coaches here to talk to the rest.
You know, grueling road trip, Jared, pre-Christmas, you know, then back on the road right after Christmas, haven't been in Prince George, it feels like, for a long time. How good was it for the guys to be back at home, have a game like this, you get the power play goals, you score some nice goals, things started to click for you and have some fun on home ice again?
Yeah, it's huge. I know the guys were starting to miss Prince George and how much it grows on you. And for us, just to get a win first game back after Christmas is huge to start our second half.
So now you get these guys again. It's part of a stretch of 4 home games, 6 days, 15 games, 30 days. A lot of hockey coming up. Sort of tell us about your approach now. You have this one and going forward. Tell us your approach in terms of, you know, how you have to get ready, knowing that the Americans are going to think, gosh, we just let one get away, and they're even going to come out a little bit more hungry tomorrow. How you have to match that?
Yeah, I think from the second half, you know, with Victoria, the first game, how we played in the second game, that it's a learning experience for us guys. And, you know, they're going to come out even harder tomorrow and just focus on one game at a time, one period at a time, one shift at a time, just take it day by day.
Jared Bethune, Mr. First Star and the hat trick. Turn things over to Richard as we wind things down here on the post-game show. And, you know, a bit of a preview there with Jared and Hartley about tomorrow. And we've seen this story unfold with, you know, Victoria's before and teams before that where, you know, these doubleheaders are hard, especially that second game. You claw that out on December 12th. You know, what is the talk in the room after the game, and what do you say tomorrow morning to get ready for the potential opportunity to take a sweep?
Well, we got to play the way we did tonight. Again, I'm a firm believer that will beat skill any day, and that's exactly what happened tonight. You know, a good learning, our lesson for us is our second one after Christmas there. We played really well against Victoria in game one, and then we wanted to get a run-and-gun system in game two, and that's just not our style. We're not going to win hockey games like that. So, you know, the message is going to be simple. You know, get your rest in the morning. We'll do some video and get ready to go and, you know, basically come back to work tomorrow night and get 2 more points.
I know ultimately it's going to be the GM and Todd Harkins making final calls and moves and deals and everything like that, but as a head coach, you're heavily involved in those kinds of things. For the fans that are here between now and Wednesday, what can you sort of tell us as to the thought process regarding where you want this team to be come Thursday compared to where the lineup is?
Well, these are tough times. These are tough times for our dressing room. We've got guys, you know, Ethan O'Rourke now has moved on. Jonas Harkins this morning has moved on. And, you know, these are guys that have been Cougars for a long time. And not just when I say Prince George Cougars, but Caribou Cougars and moving all the way up. So, you know, the relationship that they've built in this community with each other, with teammates, you know, for our guys to come in and do what they did tonight, you know, give them all credit, all 25 guys down there. These are tough times for them, not knowing exactly what's going on, when it's going to happen, or if it's going to happen. You know, from a coach's standpoint, we kind of just stress you can only worry about what you can control, and if they control on the ice, they can control that. So, you know, going forward here, you know, there's a lot of things going on, let's be honest. We know where we're at in the organization. We know where we're at standing-wise. We're right there fighting for a playoff spot, and that's our ultimate goal. But, you know, trades may happen. Trades may not happen. But, you know, I think as you see what's going on, we've made our organization better. We've made our team better, and we're just going to keep building forward with that.